And again, we'll have the information up online at KVU.com if anything changes. But yeah, this is a pretty concerning step here for the district. And looking at the enrollments, and you know, one of the things that had been mentioned earlier this year was that enrollment had been going down, and it has been. But you look at William Allen White specifically, it's lost 80 students in the last seven academic years. And since the 2015-2016 tenure peak, there has not been a year in that where there has actually been an increase in enrollment. It's all been downhill.
Well, I think elementary schools are pretty much on that same path, maybe not to that degree.
Right.
Okay, so we'll keep you posted. That meeting coming up tomorrow afternoon at 3. Hey, don't forget Miniature Trains, Soden's Grove, Sertoma Club, up and running tonight, 6:30 until 8:30. Then tomorrow morning, I bring this up because all month, rides at the train are free thanks to Kent and Natalie Schnackenberg, Team Schnack.
Yeah.
All train rides are free throughout the remainder of this month. Now, tomorrow morning from 9 until 11, Team Schnack will be there. They'll have a table set up handing out free Team Schnack sunglasses for the kids.
Oh, cool.
That is tomorrow morning.
Well needed, too.
Of course, they run in the mornings on Thursday from 9 until 11.
All right.
KVOE Live and Local 649. We want to bring in our good friend Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you two doing this morning?
Super fantastic here. That's for sure. Big day for you today.
It is. We've got our annual meeting today, so we're excited about that. We've got lunch starting at 11:30. The meeting starts at noon. You know, last year we had our 30th anniversary, which every 5 years we have a larger event. We're back to kind of the normal annual meeting, and those people that know me know that I'm morally opposed to meetings that last more than an hour. So it's a faster process, but it gives us an important opportunity to honor a variety of different people that have made a big difference, not only this year, but several years for the community and Emporia Main Street in general. So we'll have our recognition for Advocate of the Year, Business of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, the Steve Hanshew Award for Historic Preservation, and then the J. Warren Brinkman Award. So we'll get to honor a variety of different folks. We'll also get to elect officers and also elect new board members. So we'll have the opportunity to do that at the Lyon County History Center downtown. So we're excited about that. There are still a few spots available, so if people want to attend, they can go to the Lyon County History Center at 11:30 today, and we can get them taken care of. But we're excited for that.
You should be. You have a lot to celebrate. Been a big banner year again for Emporia Main Street, so congratulations on that. And I noticed, too, that, you know, you're gearing up for a big block party not too far down the road here, huh?
We are. We're excited for the Welcome Back Block Party that will be on the first day of ESU classes. So that's Monday, August 22nd. And we'll have both Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College there. It's a fantastic opportunity for businesses and organizations to get to know students, both incoming freshmen, and then we have just students of a variety of different classifications that attend the block party. Lots of prizes, lots of fun, but it's also a great way to let people know about available jobs or volunteer opportunities or just what your business is and where it is, so you can pick up extra customers, and you can contact Emporia Main Street for that. We're also in our investorship drive, so Welcome Back Block Party is a good opportunity to showcase one of the free benefits of being part of Emporia Main Street for businesses and organizations, but you can check out how to be an investor in Emporia Main Street on our website at emporiamainstreet.com. We've got the Great American Market coming up at September 10th, which looks like it's going to be huge. We have all sorts of vendors from a much larger geographic region than I can ever remember at this point in time coming into the market, so we're excited about that. And then we have a couple of big conferences that we're bringing into town with Rural Rise, with National Rural Economic Development Professionals on September 28th through the 30th, and then we'll be hosting Kansas Main Street training for communities throughout Kansas that will be in the middle of October.
All right, so the Great American Market has been huge. You're saying it's going to be huger?
It is.
Wow.
I mean, if we can have the sun not act like Mario 3, where it's swinging down trying to kill you, it would be great if we could get back to those temperatures by the time September 10th rolls around. But, yeah, we have all sorts of people that are really excited to be a part of that from a vendor perspective. So we're pumped for the Great American Market.
And I know something else you're pumped for, Casey, is I'll be seeing you at the Farmer's Market for the Homegrown Celebration. Casey,
yes,
once again, is the lead judge for the Watermelon Contest Saturday morning.
I'm really excited about that because we've had 2 years for kids to hone their spitting technique. And I'm excited to see how far they can hawk those seeds.
All right. Thank you, Casey.
Thanks,
Thank
Casey.
You.
DLA to Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, 653, 74 degrees. Good morning.
For everything sports at unbeatable prices, get in the game at Dunham Sports in Emporia. This week, save $149.